This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. This is the day so many uninsured Americans and the Obama administration has been anticipating. The first day that consumers can try to buy health insurance through the so-called state exchanges. Try is the operative word. Many people have not been able to log on. Their state exchanges websites have been bogged down, including ones for New York and New Jersey. Our reporters Fred Mogul and Terry Langford have been covering the rollout of the Affordable Care Act here locally, and they noticed some glitches today. Hi, Fred. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Terry, let's talk about New Jersey. New Jersey residents have to sign up for health insurance through the federal exchange, healthcare.gov. New Jersey opted not to create its own exchange. How's the site been working?
On and off. I just tried, and I just got an error message that says your account couldn't be created at this time.
Had you created an account in the past?
I have not been able to do it all day successfully.
Wow. So I was able to create an account under New York State of Health for New York's exchange, newyorkstateofhealth.org. But subsequent attempts to log in and to actually start comparing costs have been unfortunate. Terry, did you try to get some support to help you in logging in? I understand there's a toll-free number you can also call.
There is a toll-free number, and I called it. I've been calling it all day. I finally got through, but after an 18-minute wait. But typically, it's been about 18 to 20 minutes, the pre-recorded sound will tell you.
Ouch. So not a smooth rollout, huh?
Anything but.
Fred, you heard me describe my experience here in the station trying to log on to New York's exchange, New York State being one of the states opting to create its own healthcare exchange. You were talking to other people trying to sign up. What did you find out?
So, Amy, like you, I tried to get on. It sounds like you might have had a little more luck than I did, but the state has been slammed with about 2 million hits to its website, and they've mostly shut down. Now, there's all these handholders, officially trained, officially certified navigators, they're called. New York has millions and millions of dollars to hire them. You might think that these people would be able to get on. They're kind of going through the same portal, but a slightly different avenue. You might have thought they would be pre-cleared. So I was up at the Morris Heights Health Center in the Bronx, and they literally had people that they were turning away. They told them to come back later because they couldn't help them just yet.
So, Fred, were people upset?
Well, I didn't speak with anyone up there because they, frankly, had come and gone by the time I was there. But I did talk to a woman at another site, a woman named Madeline Avilas. Here's what she had to say.
I'm a bit disappointed, but I see it as a glitch. I can understand why so many people went online and it could cause a delay in the system, but I'm sure it'll be up and running soon and we'll get it done.
Right. She had to come all the way from the Bronx to Manhattan. She wasn't too upset, as you could tell, partly because she was thrilled she was going to be saving a lot of money. She was looking at $650 a month payments for COBRA. She had lost her job in January. No way she could afford that. She found through kind of a preliminary estimator, the one we've been showing people, that she could be paying about $100 a month. So she was very upbeat.
We have some questions from our listeners. SW from Manhattan says, I have good insurance, but I've wished to go into independent employment for a long time and have never been able to because I need to supply health insurance for my family. Is this my chance? I do have some complicated health issues, and my company is amazing in this regard. There's no employee contribution, but in the family work balance, my kids could use me more at home. So here's somebody wanting to make the leap, quit his or her own job, become their own employer, but that would require them buying their own insurance. Is this person's opportunity?
Well, it's very complicated and very personal calculus. I mean, quite literally, that individual will have to get online and see what he or she can purchase at what cost, and has to really pay attention to the fine print, what health care services they can access, and what the true out-of-pocket cost is, because there's the upfront premium, the monthly premium. It's the first thing that shows up. It's frequently subsidized by the government, depending on how much you make, up to $95,000 or so for a family of four, which sounds like this person is kind of in that camp. But you don't get very generous subsidies if you make up at the upper limit. So he or she will have to take a look and will have to see what the again, what the true out-of-pocket costs are, because they can have very high deductibles as well.
Right, and co-pays. Another question from one of our listeners. If you are uninsured now and start paying for insurance on January 1st, how soon do you get your subsidy? Do you have to come up with the cash every month for a year and then get the money back sometime in 2015?
No, you don't. The discount is immediate. The subsidy or discount or tax credit is applied immediately. It is up to the consumer. You can defer it to your taxes or you can take it immediately.
Kristen from Greenpoint says, I'm currently insured and my insurance does not provide any birth control coverage. Does the government insurance provide birth control coverage and can I switch to it?
In their 2014 plans, all insurers will be required to cover birth control as an essential service. Some plans, however, were grandfathered in and may not cover birth control right now.
Meg from Staten Island says, I'm getting COBRA. It's very expensive, $1,525 a month. Can I go through the exchange? And if so, will my rate be lower? Fred, you alluded to this.
Right. And this is almost exactly what Madeline Avilas was dealing with. It was literally a prohibitively expensive COBRA plan. She used to be an HR manager for a hospital in New York. She simply couldn't pay COBRA. Now she'll be able to pay an alternative. They say actually COBRA will likely go away, that this will be just a much better deal. COBRA, bear in mind, is what you used to pay for your insurance back when you were employed, plus what your employer was chipping in. You're paying both, and that's why it's so expensive.
WNYC's healthcare reporter Fred Mogul, New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford joining me in the studio to talk about the rollout of the health insurance exchanges in New York and New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, this is just the first day of what is a six-month process. State and federal officials say that sign-up will get easier over time. If you want your coverage to begin January 1st, you need to sign up by December 15th. To avoid a penalty, you must have health insurance by March 31st, 2014.